This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
So, a study has been released on the old Wu flu and its impact, or I should say the lockdown, the impact of the lockdowns. Yeah, let me ask you, before we get into the details of the study, just out of curiosity, for those of you who wish to exercise some common sense and perhaps even critical thinking, do you believe that locking down the economy is better for people or worse for people? Do you believe it's better for the economy or worse for the economy when people are not working? I'm just curious. The KevinJacksonNetwork.com is what you're participating in, and this happens to be the radio portion of what we do, and we do a lot more, so I hope you'll go to that website and help spread the word. And for those of you who kick in some dollars from time to time, I got to tell you, love you, because we couldn't do it without you. And the ones who do recurring things that help us to stay alive and afloat and grow and keep our very, very small group of warriors that have helped me for years afloat, I salute you. I feel like the dude in Gladiator. For you who are about to die, I salute you. When he thought he was going to beat up on Maximus. But look, I'm not wishing you death because we love you guys. Anyway, thank you guys for all the support. And let me tell you, in a time when we were socially ostracized with, you know, shadow banning and all these other things that have gone on, we couldn't have done it without you. It's really that simple. Now, we still got to deliver. You're not going to just show up and be like, oh, yeah, we'll show up and pay attention to Kevin Jackson because he's, you know, even if I'm not saying anything, I got to be saying stuff. I got to be telling you things that are relevant, and I'm telling you stuff that is relevant. Sometimes it's a pep talk to tell you how great you are. Other times, it's giving you a dose of truth. Whether that truth hurts us, hurts them, doesn't matter to me. Truth is truth, especially when you spell it with an F and pronounce it that way. Yeah, oh yeah, that'll do it right there. Anyway, we're spending a little time on Wu flu, because there's so much discussion around what's going to happen now. And you've already started to see it, a bit of easing. And I told you, it's part of the game. It's part of the game. When you self-imposed and you imprisoned yourself and you became a slave, that's a bad feeling. You were like, man, something just don't feel right, Kev. Something don't feel right. Yeah, I know there were suburban white women talking like urban black guys. Going, something just don't feel right up in here, Kev. Explain it to me, man. So I was like, hey, listen, let me explain it to you as if I were a suburban white woman. You decided to bind the leftism, and you did exactly what people have fought to never have happened in this country again. That's what you did. I hope my suburban white woman splaining helped you out. So now they want you to feel that thing that caused you angst and made you go, what am I doing here? I don't understand why I'm putting on this stupid mask and I'm self-enslaving. I'm putting myself on a mandatory lockdown and I'm not leaving my house and I'm afraid. You were just like black folks in the Underground Railroad, man. You were, ooh, I hope Master don't find out. Ooh, please help us, Lord, help us, Jesus. Let's sing a Negro spiritual or something. You were scared. You go out without your mask, man. You're looking around. I didn't bring a mask. How am I going to get in? What are they going to do to me? Oh, my gosh. I know what you were feeling. You see people without a mask. You didn't even know what to think. You're like, well, he should have a mask, but I applaud him for not having a mask. But why am I so conflicted with the mask? It is so funny that free-thinking people can be in conflict over the stupidity of wearing a diaper over your face. But you were. I'm not mad at you, but I am going to have a chuckle. So now the Democrats are like, hey, listen, you know those masks that you were wearing and that imprisonment that you put yourself through, you evil person that did that to yourself? We're going to help you. We're going to open the economy up. You know, you people that quit your jobs because you were so afraid of a disease that only kills less than 1% of the people and mainly old people. It doesn't even kill you. It won't do anything to you. Yeah, you people that did all that to yourselves, we're going to free you. And you're going to feel good about us because we're the saviors of everything. Look at us. Look at what we did. And you're going to, da-do-da-do-da-do. Well, look at what they did. This is amazing. I love what they did for us. These are Democrats. Bad Trump, good Biden. Yeah, buddy. That's what you do. You got to feel good about it now. They want to make you feel good about it. Even though I will talk later about the super spreaders. Super spreaders. Yep, the people that go out there talking with a bunch of peas and spitting in people's faces. I mean faces. Super spreaders. Anyway, the study gets released and lockdowns don't work. Cuomo comes out, says New York can't stay closed. The mayor of Chicago is urging restaurants to open up ASAP. What do you think about the timing of all this, huh? Conservatives? Yeah, that's what's happening. All over this country, you're going to watch people opening up the country. Suddenly, it's going to be in vogue. We went out. It was cool. And let me tell you what else is going to happen. Let me tell you what's going to happen. You're not going to hear about Wu Flu numbers. You're not going to hear about the number of infection rates. You're not going to hear about the number of people. Suddenly, it's going to be everybody's better. We're all vaccinated and we're better. That's what you're going to hear about. I discussed the $600 versus $2,000 on one of my Kev talks. $727, no matter which way you slice it, for every man, woman, or child is unaccounted for. And now we learned that a couple in Florida got $7.2 million in Wu Flu federal money meant to help businesses during this pandemic, and they spent it on cars and a multi-million dollar house in Seminole County. Now the government wants to seize it back. Let's see what happens during the Biden administration with all of this. You think there's going to be waste and fraud with this new money that's coming out?
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You love your dog. Is something bothering him or her and you can't figure out what it is? Maybe they seem slow or lethargic. And maybe they just don't have energy. Wouldn't you like your dog to be living their very best life? PetJoy offers a money-back guarantee on all of its products. If your dog won't eat it or you don't see the results you want, just let us know and we'll make it right. Totally risk-free. What do you have to lose? You can't buy PetJoy multivitamins in a store. The only way you can get them is through this unique radio offer. And if you call right now, learn how to get two bottles free with your order. Turn your dog's life around and make him or her a happy camper. Ain't that right, boy? He said call PetJoy right now. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. 800-929-9960. That's 800-929-9960. Do you need to sell your home? If you've sold a home before, you remember how stressful and expensive it was. Sold.com is here to help you sell your home for the most money and with the least amount of stress. There are new ways to sell your home that you've never heard of before. Did you know there are companies who will offer you cash for your home? Did you know you could trade in your home for a new one? Did you know there are realtors who will sell your home for a flat fee instead of an expensive commission? It's true. Sold.com services are free. So if you're looking to sell, make this free phone call right now and learn how your next home sale can be faster and easier than you ever thought possible. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. 800-328-9420. Again, that's 800-328-9420.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
So much to talk about, as we always do, but I've been covering this scamdemic because this could actually be a best of show at some point, because quite frankly, the American public is being duped. We have to be able to protect ourselves from stupidity. And I think that it's a responsibility of hosts like myself to make sure that you don't succumb to it. Welcome to the Kevin Jackson Show. The Kevin Jackson Show, the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. This is where we try to explain things and keep things in perspective. And we use our common sense, and you're able to participate. I love it when you do. 844-551-8255, or contact us anywhere, any other way you choose. As I said, go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, and boom, you'll have everything you need there. That site's being revamped. And I promise you, it is slick. It's beautiful. Anyway, as more of this woo-foo scam goes on, here's what was reported over Christmas. There was a super spreader Santa, and he killed 18 people, they said. Now, I know a super spreader Santa. His name is Cuomo. And he killed a bunch of people. Andrew Cuomo, the governor of New York, but he got an award. But this super spreader Santa, here's what they wrote. A man dressed as St. Nicholas in early December visited a nursing home in Belgium to spread holiday cheer to lonely, isolated seniors. But according to authorities, that wasn't the only thing he was spreading. A tragedy is unfolding at the Himmeldrick Nursing Home in Mall, a town 31 miles east of Antwerp in Belgium, following a coronavirus-infected Santa Claus. He visited the nursing home on December the 4th. In 3 weeks, the virus spread through the facility like wildfire, infecting 122 residents and 36 staff and claiming 18 lives. 3 days after the man's visit, who also happens to be the son of one of the residents, he developed flu-like symptoms and tested positive for COVID-19. So they're calling him the super spreader Santa. Well, what did Cuomo do? Cuomo made the super spreader Santa look like a piker. Cuomo sent people to all the nursing homes with people with WHO flu to all the nursing homes in New York, and he killed a bunch of them. And as I contend, he saved his state over $1 billion when he eradicated all these old people that were no longer useful to society, according to leftists. See, I happen to like old people. I like hanging around them. I like getting their wisdom. I got a friend, he's 80 years old. He says, Kevin, I hate hanging around old people. I go, he goes, because it makes me feel old. He goes, I like being around younger people. Good friend of mine. Oh, by the way, I don't know if I told you guys this story. I probably did. But that particular gentleman, friend of mine, he sends me a note at the end of the year. He says, Kevin, I'm giving you $100,000, but you got to give it away. And you got to give it away to a charity. And he gave me stipulations. You know, the charity had to need the money. It couldn't be like United Way. I may have told this story already. I forget. So we chose a charity for fallen officers where they were upside down. I'm talking about, they needed the money like the flowers need the rain. And the woman who runs that charity just broke down in tears. I had my son, Melissa and I had our son just listening in. He just broke down in tears. She says, are you serious? I said, I wouldn't joke with you about it. And she was just weeping because they didn't know what they were going to do. They'd gone into savings to do their big event because of WHO flu. They couldn't get the big donors there. I mean, it was a disaster. The event was spectacular, but the outcome for them was a disaster. And we gave away $100,000, which I will tell you is makes you think it's humbling because, number one, I never thought I'd ever be able to give away $100,000. And number two, I'm going, you know, even though I could use $100,000, I get what my friend was doing. He says, I want you to feel what it feels like to have that kind of an impact on somebody. And I got to tell you, it's amazing. I was so happy that my little boy could watch that. My youngest son, he could see the joy in giving. Oh, amazing. Anyway, the Democrats don't, they claim to want to experience this joy. Go look at their tax returns and see how much money they give away to charity. Go look at it. Go look at any of the top contenders for any political office that's a leftist and see how much money they give to charity. And you'll understand what I'm talking about. Right now, I just saw this article. 53 restaurant chains are set to close. Now, some of them you go, yeah, probably run its course, didn't adjust or whatever. But I'm going to tell you, a lot of these are not bad restaurant chains. Applebee's, Carrabba's, Sbarro's. I can tell you why some of these are changing, because their food just isn't very good. Applebee's food is actually pretty good. What do you guys think? You like it? How often do you eat it in Applebee's? Yeah. So there was an Applebee's when I lived in St. Louis. It was in the hood. And I'll tell you this. The last time we ate there, a black chick came in. She complained about everything. Argued with the waitress, said the waitress didn't do this or that. Bring the manager over. The manager goes, we'll just comp the meal. The girl goes, well, that's what I was thinking. And she eats. And so the waitress comes over, and I was talking to her. I go, what is that about? I mean, she was just making a scene. And the girl goes, somebody comes in here every day and does this. And the management just goes, here, the meal is on us. And they shut that one down. The word got out that if you just went there and went all jungle, then you could get a free meal. And so the restaurant eventually couldn't sustain itself. Applebee's has to take the same approach as Starbucks. Put your restaurant as far away from the hood as you can. Applebee's puts their restaurants too close to the hood. That's just my personal opinion. Anyway, who else is closing? Ruby Tuesday? I've eaten there one time, and it wasn't bad, but I don't know if I like the name, Ruby Tuesday. Crystal? Never eaten at Crystal. Bar Louie? That was kind of a hangout bar. I mean, you know, like a late night bar for me. I've been to the one in St. Louis. Houlihan's? Yeah, I remember at Houlihan's. I was at a Houlihan's in Boston. And I walked into the place, and the girls that were having a bachelorette party, they just fixated on me. I was good looking too, you know, young and good looking. They were like, come hang out with us. And I did. Me and a bunch of my boys, we went over, hey, what the? We hung out with these bachelorette, well, the lady got married, the bachelorette party. Who else is leaving? Boston Market, Papa John's, Golden Corral. Oh, say it ain't so. Ponderosa, Yo Lord. Joe's Crab Shack. Noodles and Company. I've seen Noodles and Company. I've eaten there once. It wasn't bad, but I don't know. Too much brick and mortar, right? You know what's shutting these businesses down? The Chinese Wu Flu. That's what's shutting them down. Oh, well. What do you say? Any of those? Oh, here, Boston Market. Yeah, they've been. I get what they were trying to do, sort of this home cooking thing and make you feel like you were part of, you know, like missing mama's meals or whatever, but it was always too bland for me. I ate there a couple times. Anyway, there's 53 that the leftists are closing. There you go.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
CDC Director Dr. Rachel Walensky is painting a grim picture of the ongoing coronavirus outbreak.
419,827 deaths have been reported since January 22, 2020.
She kicked off the first briefing of the new White House coronavirus response team and also warned
Now is not the time to travel. But if you must, be safe and follow the CDC guidance.
Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer is urging President Biden to declare a national emergency on climate change. Schumer saying it would be a giant step in the right direction. He also stressed that it would send a powerful signal to the world that the United States is once again serious about climate change. Schumer also happy the U.S. is joining the International Paris Climate Change Accord. USA Radio News. President Biden has spoken to Russian President Vladimir Putin over the phone for the first time on Tuesday. The two discussed a cyber attack on U.S. companies and government agencies, along with talking arms control and the importance of sovereignty in the Ukraine. Regarding some of the executive orders we're seeing regarding energy and natural gas by President Biden, former U.N. Ambassador to the United States Nikki Haley believes
Putin has to be pretty ecstatic right now. I mean, one of the things that bothered him the most was how energy independent we had become. And the idea that President Biden has already cut off the Keystone Pipeline, started banning fracking, that in itself is one thing. I mean, it's a good first week for Russia right now.
President Joe Biden plans to reopen the healthcare.gov insurance markets for a special sign-up opportunity geared to people needing coverage in the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
So I got this a while back, previous to the Biden conflagration or whatever you want to call it, the big cheat. Oh, man, it's like a stake in the heart to look at this, what's going on now. You know, that we allowed ourselves to be defeated. And man, I got to tell you, I figured Trump would go down with a bigger fight. Thought we were looking at a Lincoln-esque thing here. But anyway, I got this, and it's a drug. This is what it says. I'm just going to read it. A drug called Remdesivir, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, manufactured by Gilead Sciences, is now being reported as the ultimate cure for COVID-19. But it gets interesting because the patent for Remdesivir is currently held by China through an agreement with Gilead drug patent sharing subsidiary called Unitaid. Unitaid happens to have an office near Wuhan, China. And the major financial investors in Unitaid are George Soros, Bill and Melinda Gates, and the World Health Organization. Now, of course, this is all just a coincidence. But it goes on to say, here's another coincidence. Both Gilead and Unitaid were financial backers of Hillary Clinton in the last election. And another coincidence, Dr. Fauci authorized millions of American dollars to be sent to the Wuhan Institute of Virology, specifically for the study of coronaviruses. And guess whose wife works for Gilead or Gilead Sciences? That would be Dr. Fauci's wife. Yep. You don't have to connect the dots on this stuff too much to figure it out. Holy cow, man. The fix is in. Everywhere you look, the fix is in. These people, they give themselves awards. They are benefiting in ways they don't even have to roll the dice. How much money do you think Fauci made on this deal? How fat of a deal is his wife getting? Why? Because he's such an amazing scientist? Huh. And here's another story. This one has to do with the wonder drugs that we're all supposed to be taking, right? No wonder leftists don't want to report on anything except these fake Wu flu infection rates. And as I said, now that we've transitioned into the crooked administration, they're going to stop. It's going to all go away. Suddenly, the infection rate goes down. The cure rate goes up. The shot is phenomenal. Everybody's good. And even though Biden's going to mandate this mask, we're all going to tell him to go have sex with himself. And that'll be the end of that.
Now they've gotten Trump, they can scale back. The shift goes to the vaccine. A vaccine for a virus that kills few people. A vaccine rushed for delivery to save the world from a scamdemic. And the only thing they're going to try to figure out from this scamdemic right now is how do we keep the money flowing? Because now they got unlimited ability to do whatever they want. So the leftists have sold the world on getting vaccinated or we could all die, right? But they won't report on the effectiveness of the vaccine, and now we know why. A vaccine that kills more old people than even Governor Cuomo of New York. Man, and that's saying something. This story was from the New York Daily News. Here's what they said. Nearly two dozen nursing home residents in Norway died within days of receiving their first jab of the COVID-19 vaccine, triggering a warning from health officials for sick patients over the age of 80 years old. They're warning 80-year-olds, don't take this shot, man. This thing will kill you. If I were 80-plus years old and they offered me that shot, I'd say, you know what? I'll pass. Shoot. Mm-mm. In fact, don't even take me to a hospital if I get sick. Put me at home and one of my kids. Because I don't... You can't even go... Because of the dreaded Wu flu, you can't go into a hospital with your loved one. When's that going to go away? Man, you trust these angels of death? I mean, some of these people... I hope you haven't signed your organ donor card. Let me just put it that way. Yeah. The Norwegian Medicines Agency did a press release, revealed 23 patients died shortly after being stuck with the Pfizer BioNTech shot for coronavirus. Jeez, man. That's horrible. 13 had been autopsied, and I love this part. They always crack me up, suggesting side effects from the vaccine likely caused the high death toll. What else did? What else do you think caused it? Three shots to the head from Hillary Clinton? Speaking of Hillary Clinton, boy, these leftists are now very cocky. Very cocky. They got away with it, man. The Clinton Foundation, no investigation, Comey, free and clear, free to become a roving professor teaching criminology. All of them, wow. They got away with this Wu flu scamdemic. They built us out of trillions, not billions, trillions of dollars. Wow. This is amazing. And now they want you to take the shot. They call it Vaccine Adverse Event Reporting System. It's called VAERS. It's a federal database. And in addition to the deaths, they say people have reported 96 life-threatening events following the vaccination, as well as, get this, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 hospitalizations, and 1,388 emergency room visits. Wow. If you were doing a medicine and that was your record in the normal scheme of things, forget Operation Warp Speed, you would have lawsuits. Man, it would be the attorney, the firm of Bernie and Sokoloff, taking cases for anyone who has received the vaccine. Would you take this? You guys are too young. I know you wouldn't. I'm not that young. But I'll tell you this. You will not get that needle in my arm. Kevin, you're not going to be able to go to so-and-so. I don't care. See, I've already had the Wu flu. I'll bring my medical records and say, I've had it, which means... I either can't, because you can't give me a shot to something that's, there's a new strain, which I'll get to that, the mutated part. But you can't give me a shot for something that doesn't exist, right? The new strain. And if I've already had it, and I'm not able to give it to anybody, I'm not sick. No need to stop me from traveling. Kevin, you are free to move about the country. They went to, according to the CDC, severe adverse effects from COVID vaccines are more than 8 times greater than from the flu vaccine. 800% higher. That's what 8 times greater means. Nancy Messonnier, director of the CDC's National Center for Emergency Respiratory Diseases, said on January 6th that severe allergic reactions to COVID-19 vaccines were happening at a rate of 11.1 per million vaccines compared to a rate of 1.3 per million flu shots. I don't believe any of their numbers. They can, you know, they want to convince you it's, you know, because you think, oh, out of a million shots, one of them has an adverse effect. If that's the case, then there should only be 330 million adverse effects, right? Because there's 330 million people in the United States. What did I give the numbers earlier? The numbers are insane. They've had 55 people in the U.S. have died from COVID. This is from receiving that. 23 died in Norway. And so, let me give you these numbers again. They said 24 had permanent disability. So we've got in the United States 55 people dead, 24 permanent disabilities, 225 had to be hospitalized, and 1,388 had emergency room visits. Now, I don't know about you, but we're talking about severe allergic reactions were happening at 11.1 per million. That's not true. That would mean only what? 30 people would have some sort of an adverse effect. I just gave you 55, 24, 225, and 1388. Correct my math, but that's more than 33.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
For $1 a day, if any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com. Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
The cure for the virus is worse than the virus. Wow. Ooh, man, we just came off of a segment where the numbers are ugly. Don't get that shot. Ruth, don't do it in Florida. Don't. Many of my other friends that listen to me, these beautiful older folks live beautiful conservative lives, raising great kids, say beautiful grandkids, magnificent lives. Don't throw it away. Don't get that shot. Ride it out. Oh, my goodness.
something's going to kill us all. It doesn't matter. We don't know when we're dying. You could be young right now. My Aunt Mary died at 106. Let me tell you something. She outlived a lot of people that thought they were going to make it. I mean, I'm talking about youngsters, certainly in the black community. Don't even get me started on that. They got two vaccines available for a disease that's killing almost nobody, and a third is on the way. I saw a thing that said some country in Africa has sent every one of its citizens, I don't remember, it's a kit. They say it costs $2.65. And they have hardly any cases of Wu Flu, a disease that supposedly attacks black folks. This disease is worse than sickle cell. It, according to Kamala Harris, it targets black folks. Yep. And that apparently Operation Warp Speed won't even take care of the mutating version of this. The shot you get won't even protect you from the new version that's coming out that's going to shut the... Oh, wait a minute. We may not shut the country down anymore because we've got a new regime. America has gone full-blood communism. But see, I remember this happening in 2008. I remember them having control of the House, the Senate, and the presidency. And you know what happened in 2010? We took their pants down and we spanked their little miscreant behinds. That's what we did. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson. So you're listening to it. This is the KevinJacksonNetwork.com. You're listening to the radio portion, and there's a lot more. And I'm going to implore that stop feeling sorry for yourselves, and if you want to do something to help with the cause, go check out theflickfest.com. It'll put some of these films we have will make you smile. Yeah, I'm telling you, you don't have to be a movie buff. Just go, do me a favor. It's free. Just go check it out. It won't cost you a dime. Your subscription is gone if you don't like it. But let me tell you, you're going to like it. And then you're going to find out, not only do you like that, you like moving away from Facebook, you like moving away from Twitter, you like moving off of Google, you like not shopping at places that don't like you, you like making new conservative friends, you don't mind getting out of the rat race of leftism and coming over to where free thinkers can do what they want. And you'll get used to the new way. And the other guys will just go do what they do, and we'll do what we do, and here's what I'm going to bet you. I bet you they come seeking you out. I bet you never have to go back to see them. I don't have to own Nikes. See, I grew up with raggedy shoes. We call them raggedy. I grew up with raggedy shoes. So if you give me a pair of Adidas, I'm good. They are not raggedy. So we'll learn that. While we may feel like, oh, it's not quite Facebook. I mean, I don't know everybody. Don't worry. Don't worry. If you got to jump over to Facebook to look for a friend every now and then, use the service. But don't hang out. Come over and use something conservative. Because, see, these people want to trick you. That this is why they always have the next scheme ready to go. And this mutating virus is the next scheme. Here's what they said. Mounting mortality data show COVID-19 is hardly the deadly pandemic it's made out to be. But just as people were starting to wake up to this fact, the British technocracy came up with a new narrative to keep the fear-mongering going. Mere days before Christmas, UK Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced there's a new mutated and far more infectious strain of SARS-CoV-2 on the loose. The answer? Another round of even stricter stay-at-home orders, business shutdowns, and travel bans. According to the New York Times, the UK restrictions may remain in effect for months. Considering these unscientific strategies didn't work the first time around or the second time, it strains believability to think that they'll work now. That's what somebody wrote. Indeed, anyone who knows anything about the Great Reset agenda can now see that the lockdowns, which destroy local economies and small business, have nothing to do with public health. They are mere smoke screens for the greatest transfer, if not theft, of wealth the world has ever seen. I completely agree. Man, with woo, tell you, the leftists are slick. Now, the problem is, you can't cheer against it. You know what I mean? Joe Biden can't be successful. He cannot. The only thing that Joe Biden plans on doing, let me tell you what he's going to do. I already told you before, he's going to run on Trumpism. He's going to run on the economy that Trump built. Then, when it starts to fail, he's going to blame you and me. He's going to try to give out universal basic income. People are going to clamor for it because I went through this with you. If you get paid 30 grand to sit at home and you're making 27 to work, what are you going to do? If you're making 30 to work, what are you going to do? You're making 33, 35, 37. What does it take for you to go, man, it's a trade-off between working for $6,000, $7,000, $8,000, $10,000 a year or getting something for nothing and getting on your hustle? I know what I'd do. I can make a lot hustling. Every day is hustling. So if you're on your hustle and you can make 20 grand off the books, 30 grand that nobody cares about because they're giving you that, 50,000 tax-free dollars? Man, that's like making 75 in the real world. Not bad cheddar. Not bad cheddar. Wow. Well, we'll see. So, they said the biggest losers are low and middle income earners, especially private businesses who have been absolutely decimated while the large box stores, yada, yada. And I keep predicting that at some point, and I don't know if this is going to even work because, you know, who knows what the courts will do. But Donald Trump did revamp the courts for us. But do we have a choice in terms of suing? Is somebody going to finally wake up and say, you know what? It's lawsuit time. As useless as a mask may be, what about all these hand sanitizers and disinfectants? And, you know, we find out they've got carcinogens or something. I don't know. They can't make you wash your hands. I think you're going to see ads like this. Did you or a loved one suffer lung, liver, neurological damage, or hair loss from COVID cleaners and chemicals? I mean, it's got to be something along those lines. Oh, man. Well, as I wrap up today, I will tell you, I'm not disheartened. You know, Trump gave his farewell address. I'm not disheartened at all. But what I am sort of upset about is that justice wasn't served. Trump was a single guy. He's a man. One person. He had a massive impact on this culture. Massive. Could never take that away from him. But we didn't get it done, man. Obama's administration got off scot-free, and it's just getting worse. Where is it going to end? These people have profiteered off of us in ways that we will never know, committed crimes that will never be prosecuted, that we will never know about. And I got to tell you, when are we going to be free to go around the world again and just enjoy one another and free from these masks and these stupid social experiments and medical experiments that they keep trying on us? I don't have an answer except to tell you that unless the 80 plus million Americans who supported Trump stick together, it will be a rough road for the rest of the world and the rest of us, I'll tell you.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now, something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.